Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Debbie Ben, D-E-B-B-I-B-E-N-N. Date of birth 08-26-1963. Date of appointment April 1st, 2025. Requesting physician Paul Leminski, P-A-U-L-L-E-M-A-N-S-K-I, M-D. Dear Dr. Leminski, I have the pleasure of seeing Debbie Ben today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a breast cancer last year with double mastectomy. She had a radiation and chemo. She is having a thought process problem. She is having tingling in the finger, sharp pain in the big toe, and she fall. She has numbness and tingling in the first, second, and third fingers of the both hands. Her bone and muscle hurt. She has a neck pain. She has a low back pain. Hands are weak. Legs are weak. More fatigued. Hands are sore. Pain in the big toes. Trouble walking. Balance is not good. She becomes confused on and off. She goes to the shower and not knowing how to operate it. She is holding the brush and doesn't know how to use it. She also has a headache and not sleeping well. MRI of the brain done. It shows mild age appropriate and small vessels ischemic disease. Past medical history. Essential hypertension, GERD, mixed hyperlipidemia, malignant neoplasm of the breast, diverticulosis, past surgical history, colon resection, appendectomy, double mastectomy, rotator cuff surgery, allergy, Sudafed, medication, famotidine, alprazolam, rosuvastatin, omeprazole, amlodipine, aspirin, and imipramine, 25 milligram, 3 tablet daily. Social history, smoke half a pack of cigarette per day, occasionally drink alcohol. She is a residency manager. He is married, lives with the wife. family history, mother deceased, lung cancer, father deceased, heart attack, one sister with skin cancer. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that she is having confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, trouble walking, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination: blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen south, bowels on present, next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose. No dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity. No tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 29 out of 30. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. 61-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, mild cognitive impairment. Number 2, depression. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, rule out carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. Her memory issue can be due to depression or stress. I would like to start Zoloft 25 milligram PO daily. Her neuropathy can be due to the history of chemotherapy in the past, or it can be idiopathic. I would like to order blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, CPK, aldolase, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.